God's blessings to you as we now celebrate the resurrection of our Lord in this Easter season that we are in. And this particular Sunday is the second Sunday of our Easter celebration. And we want to begin with prayer again and ask God to bless us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you did for us, for our salvation, your life, your coming into this world, your death to pay for all of our sins, and then your mighty rising from the dead and returning to your Father and preparing a place for us and for everlasting life. For all of that, we thank you and praise you and pray that we're encouraged by the scriptures to trust you and trust your promises and what you have accomplished for us. Strengthen and bless us as we listen to your word again. Let your Holy Spirit work through that word in our lives. In his name we pray, the name of our Savior. Amen. As I mentioned, this Sunday is the second Sunday of our Easter celebration. And note that we do not have readings during the Easter season from the Old Testament, but rather we have readings from the book of Acts, which is the history of the early Christian church and how the resurrection of Jesus from the dead changed everything and brought many, many people to faith in him as Savior and the confidence we have in him too. Well, our first lesson is from the New Testament, from Acts chapter 4, verses 32 to 35. And we hear about what things were like after the resurrection of Jesus. And the most important part of this little passage is that the apostles were giving powerful testimony to the resurrection of Jesus. They knew he was alive. They had seen him and heard him in life and after his resurrection as well. And they want to share that news with everyone they can. And that great grace then was upon them all, because the grace of God comes through that word that is shared in our Savior. These early Christians were united. They were willing to sacrifice what they had to help others in need as well. And it was a very blessed time. We even hear that they had everything in common at first, and almost what we'd say a commune style, although it may have only been a very limited one in that way. But as you read on in chapters 5 and 6 of Acts, that kind of closeness didn't last all the time in the events that happened in chapter 5 and 6. And there came lying and deceiving and complaining and the sinful human nature all also coming out, even within God's people and in the church. Because in the sinful world, there's no utopia, no perfect place in this life, even among Christians. And yet we read that the word of the Lord continued to be spread and increased in spite of all of that. And the Lord grew his church. And I've given one reference for that beyond our text, this New Testament reading, and that's Acts 6, verse 7. The psalm for this week is Psalm 148, and it's a psalm of praise to God and calls everyone and everything to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the highest heavens, this psalm says, and the starry skies and the moon and everything we see. Praise the Lord from the earth and all that is in the earth, including kings and all peoples, and the things that we see around us in our world that God created in a perfect way to begin with, corrupted now, but still a great blessing from our Lord. Praise the Lord also for his name that is above all names, this psalm tells us. And of course, we know the New Testament saying that ultimately of the name of Jesus by which we are saved. But the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is a name above all names. Praise the Lord. Also, this passage says in a prophetic way, for the horn he has raised for the people near him. And as you read on in the scriptures, you find that that horn of salvation was and is Jesus, our Redeemer. And you could read about that in Luke 1, 68 to 69. And there are other psalms that also speak of the horn of God. And the horn represented power and authority in ancient times, like the horns of certain animals were gave them strength and power. And Jesus is our horn of salvation, and he's the one who rescues us. Well, the gospel lesson then is from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. The apostle Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, had missed the Easter Sunday appearance of Jesus. And even though the others told him they had seen Jesus alive and witnessed to him, he seemed to be unable to believe that Jesus was really alive again, lest he could see him and touch him and know this for sure. Well, Jesus appeared again about a week later, and Thomas was there this time, and he saw Jesus. And very quickly he believed and called Jesus my Lord and my God. Can't even tell from the passage if he really needed to touch Jesus, but he knew it was his Lord, and maybe he did touch him anyway to have that certainty for himself. But he knew Jesus was his risen Lord and Savior. And Jesus said, blessed are those who also who have not seen me, as you had this opportunity, Thomas, but still come to believe. And he's really talking about us and believers of generations since that time. We've come to faith through the written word of God and the many who then testify in the scriptures and from what they know of the scriptures about Jesus to us through that word also. And it's the power of God as he built the early church through the word. And it's still the power by which we are brought to faith and continue in faith. And sometimes the word connected in baptism with water in that great gift of our Lord, the word of God connected with bread and wine in the Lord's Supper, as we were encouraged then in Christ through that great gift of God and his presence with us in that holy meal. And in Christ we have life now and forever. And that's what this passage talks about. Then our other reading, our epistle reading, is from 1 John 1, chapter 1, verse 1, all the way through chapter 2, verse 2. And the Apostle John, of course, was one of those witnesses to Christ himself as another one of his 12 original disciples. He'd been there at the cross. He'd been there and seen the living Lord Jesus as he had appeared to his disciples after he rose from the dead. And he writes in this passage of his certainty in Christ, who was with God the Father to begin with, and then was willing to come into this world to be our Savior, to be the light of the world, to cleanse us from all of our sins through the blood that he sacrificed for us on the cross. And John makes it very clear and emphasizes that we are all sinners. We pretend we're not, we're deceiving ourselves. And we need to be brought to confess those sins and trust in Jesus, who is the righteous one, this passage says. And he's also our advocate. He speaks on our behalf before the Father because he's lived and died and risen again for us. And as he brings us to faith in Jesus, then he speaks on our behalf as one of those saved by him. And John is absolutely sure of all of this. And he builds up the words to say that because he's seen Jesus, he's heard him, he's touched him, he's proclaimed him. He knows he is the word of life for us and for our eternal life as well, because he not only died for us, but rose again. He's risen from the dead, and John is one of those great witnesses for him. Very clearly in parts of scripture that he wrote as well in his gospel, and that these things were written that we might come to have eternal life, and then in his letters as well. Well, the Lord's blessings to you as you look at these scripture readings, and I hope you'll read them on your own. And if you have an opportunity to go to worship, that you do that and be there to hear God's word together with your fellow believers and be encouraged through these great promises of God. Again, if you can't get to worship, I hope that you'll study these scriptures on your own and just listen to God speaking to you through his word, because that's what this is, the very word of God, the promises of God, both law and gospel. The law that shows us our sins, the good news of Christ, who is our Savior, the horn of salvation, the powerful one for us. Well, the Lord's blessings as you look, study, and hopefully get to worship as well. God's blessings to you all.